FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and well, I remember an album put out by the comedy group Firesign Theater, and the title was Everything You Know Is Wrong. And the longer I live, the more I come to realize that things I think I know something about, I actually don't. And one of those topics is retirement, investing for retirement. And there's a new book out that you're absolutely going to want to catch, but we'll be talking more about that later. First, retirement questions, issues. Why don't you send me an email, kl@kerrylutz.com. So a good friend, David Scranton, is with us. His latest book, The Retirement Income Story, the story behind the launch of the Retirement Income Store. David, it's great to have you back. So book, tell us how this works here.
Well, the book really does tell the whole story about the launch of the Retirement Income Store. Why I felt as though there was a need to actually complicate my life, which is already fairly common, by really starting another business. And it's because the average consumer today has lots of channels to where they can go to invest for growth, you know, to be in stocks, to be in stock mutual funds. It's in their IRAs, you call Fidelity, you call Vanguard, it's all over the place. You go to the big brokerage firms, the Merrill Lynch, the Morgan Stanley's, they all can help you with that. But few and far between are the people who actually specialize in investing for income, in specialized investing for interest or dividends instead of growth. And more I realize that, and our advisors that are part of our team around the country realize that, we realize that we really need to go on a massive campaign educating the public nationally that there is an alternative. You don't have to cross your fingers and toes and hope for growth. You can invest for the bird in the hand. You can invest for the interest or dividend payment. And you'd be surprised that you actually get a better rate of return than your broker or financial advisor might be telling you. So the Retirement Income Store is really a way to have people around the country have an office right in their backyard where they can go should they retire today or some point in the future.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there's like a group of you guys that are going to be really looking for cash flow rather than capital appreciation. Do I have that right?
That's right. Absolutely. And advisors that have been doing this for a very long time, what we've basically done is franchised it, put it in a franchise form with a couple dozen of our core advisors, because I think it's important for two things. Number one, I think if advisors are going to have the courage to make a shift, they need to know that they're going to have their hand held. You know, an orthopedic surgeon, if he tries to get retrained to become a chiropractor, well, he's still got to do internships and residencies to really learn how to become a good chiropractor. He needs help. So if an advisor is going to shift his focus, he needs the strength of a franchise behind him that can help him in how to do this. And the investor, the retail investor, really needs to know that there's quality control, that they go into an income store in one state and their money's going to be invested just as though they had walked into an income store in the other state.
Mm-hmm. So there'll be consistency, continuity, and I guess people sharing the same values and the same investment strategies. Do I have that right?
That's correct. The same investment strategies. See, we are the back room behind the investing for income movement. It's what I've done for the last 20 years of my 33-year career, and what our advisors have done over the last 10 or 12 years that have joined our initiative. So we've always done that. We do the investing for them. So it is centralized. I just want to make sure that future advisors feel comfortable taking the jump and making the paradigm shift from a model of growth to a model of income.
Mm-hmm.
And I want the investor to know that, again, it's going to be the same. There is that centralized philosophy and centralized money management behind the efforts.
Right. And what cost-wise, how does this compare to these other advisors?
Most of the fees in terms of what we do as a group are less than what most advisors currently charge. Most advisors charge 1% or more, and that doesn't include fees that might be hidden inside some mutual funds that might be in the portfolio. Right. So, for example, if an advisor charges 1% and they have all mutual funds, well, the mutual funds have hidden fees inside that might be 1% or more. The client may not realize it, but they're paying 2% or more. Mm-hmm. Our maximum fee is 1%, period. And we don't use mutual funds, so there's no second, there's no hidden fee. And as you saw recently on the news, all the big clearinghouses, and including the ones we use, the Schwab's, Fidelity's, and TD Ameritrade's, have just gone to no commission. So right. Literally the management fee is now the only fee, thanks to that.
Got a question for you. How are these big brokerage houses going to make any money if they're not charging, if they're not receiving a commission? Somebody asked me that question.
Well, it's interesting because they make money, the Schwab's and the Fidelity's and the TD Ameritrade's. A lot of the money they make is through other channels. For example, they make money, one of the biggest ones, they make money in their money market fund. So when people move money in there, it sits in the money market fund. You wonder why you're only getting 0.01% in the money market. Well, the reason is because, you know, they're investing it in things. And of course, they're guaranteeing you against loss, but they're keeping most of that interest. Mm-hmm. So it's that float, if you will, that, believe it or not, even at today's actually adds up to a decent amount.
Yeah.
I heard, and I haven't verified this, but I've heard that with a lot of these big firms that just went to zero, that's only going to hurt their revenues by 20% or less. So they're still going to have more than 80% of the revenues from other sources.
So they used to have this thing pay for order flow. So they're not going to pay anybody they're not going to receive money for their order flow anymore.
They're not going to receive commissions. So that whole $695, $895, $495, whatever it was, that goes to the wayside. Somebody can go direct to these three places or through an advisor like myself and can literally buy and sell various stocks or mutual funds, and there's no cost to doing that. So it's interesting times. You know, talk about a competitive environment. Competition has certainly increased, but it's good for the consumer. So like we always say, competition is good for the consumer.
Yeah, because when they used to do the pay for order flow model, they would put your trade through a certain channel, and you might be getting a great deal and you might not be, but they would get hundreds of millions of dollars a year just for the privilege. How the mighty have fallen. You know, a guy I knew by the name of Harvey Houtkin, who credited himself as the originator of day trading. Prior to him coming on the scene, they were getting $150, $200 for a trade, these so-called full service brokerages, and now they're down to nothing. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and the order flow issue is still a concern to some people on the equity side, the stock side. On fixed income, it's not really an issue because we do a lot of our investments via trade away. You know, I know you know this, some of your listeners may, some may not, but when you buy a stock, you're basically buying it straight to the exchange of some sort, and you're probably going to get it for the same price as the last guy who bought it 15 seconds ago. But the bond market, although the bond market is bigger than the stock market, the bond market is negotiated for bond prices. So we'll go to a lot of banks direct and get the deal done. And then we'll go ahead and have that money deposited directly into our clearinghouses or those bonds or securities deposited directly into the clearinghouse. So there's no order flow issues when you're dealing with fixed income if you're managing the fixed income the right way, if you're managing it the way your retirement income store manages it.
Right. I see. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Well, hey, these are different times for sure. So, I guess you said in what I noticed, anybody born before 1968 really needs to be careful, because if there's a crash, they're not going to live long enough to make back all the money they lose.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Financial Survival Network is brought to you today by Auren Resources, a junior exploration company with the appetite of a major. It's hot on the trail of the next globally significant discovery, creating enormous potential upside for you, the shareholder. Auren is one of the most aggressive exploration companies pursuing high-grade, scalable gold and copper deposits, and has a premier 7-project portfolio, including its 2 flagships, Committee Bay in the Arctic and Sombrero in Peru.
through. Arin's unparalleled technical team and highly experienced management has a history of success in advancing and monetizing exploration assets. No wonder Arin's been called one of the best in the junior exploration sector. Arin trades on the TSX and the NYSE under AUG. To learn more, go to arinresources.com. That's A-U-R-Y-N resources.com.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Well, it's not living long enough. It's that you're going to retire someday. So, you know, we had from 2000 to 2013, we had literally zero growth in the market for 13 years with two major drops in the middle. So if someone was born in 1968 and that means they're 51, they want to retire in 13 years, let's say at 64 or 65, there's a decent chance that they can get caught in a trough. We get another market pullback, and many would argue we're overdue. They get stuck in the trough. Now they've got to make that hard decision. Gosh, do I retire on less? Do I work longer than I want to? And that assumes that it's not a severe enough economic downturn where maybe their job's at risk and they actually have a choice in that matter. So it's important to start picking down the risk, I believe, right about the age of 50 or in your early 50s. And the key to that is making that transition from portfolio growth or capital appreciation to investing for income, interest, and dividends. And that transition doesn't have to be done all at once. It's not a light on-off switch. It's the rheostat. But people need to start thinking about that roughly around the age of 50. And unfortunately, most financial advisors aren't thinking about that on behalf of their clients until they're much older than that.
So what about if you're a younger person and you just say, I just want to invest for income, period. Is that how much worse are you going to be off if you're reinvesting all of your income coming off your portfolio? How much worse off is that person going to be than somebody who's chasing big capital returns?
Well, today, even in today's low interest rate environment, you can get, if you do things the right way, you can get nearly 5% net of fees through interest and dividends without the risk of common stocks or stock mutual funds. Now compare that to the stock market, frankly, over the last 20 years has only yielded 5% a year average total return. And that's, of course, with those two major drops in the middle. And so you can essentially, compared to the last 20 years, you can actually get the same return, but with significantly less risk. Done for size, okay? If I'm 40 years old and I'm willing to take some risk and I'm not going to retire for a long time, I can get into the fixed income side. I can make 4% or 5% net and sit there and grow my money organically. And I can wait for the other shoe to drop in the stock market. You know, there's a reason the rich get richer. Because when the real estate drops, they buy real estate. When the stock market drops, they buy stocks. You and I are taught, hey, buy and hold, buy and hold. And what does that mean? That means when the stock market drops, essentially, we become a victim of the stock market. Woe is me. I just lost money. Well, I tell people, I don't want you to be a victim. I want you to be a capitalist. Mm-hmm. So that 40-year-old can be in fixed income. When the next stock market drops, can then sell, move money into the stock market, and be a capitalist. Buy stocks when they're on sale. Just because you're getting out of the stock market today doesn't mean you're out forever.
Correct. Agreed. So you really need to take a very disciplined approach towards this thing. And it's hard to time the market, but certainly it's a lot easier to pick a low in the market than it is to pick a high, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It is. And you're not going to get the exact low. I've done this in the last two downturns with some of my clients, those that had the nerve to actually get back in. And not once did I come that close to finding the bottom. But the point is, you know, if the market's going to drop by half, and of course you never know that in advance, and it's down 30%, it's still a heck of a lot better than buying stocks at today's valuation.
Mm-hmm.
30% sales is better than none.
Yeah. Truer words are seldom spoken. Agreed here. And so you can't time it, but you got to be careful not to be caught at the top. And is there any hedging involved in any of these strategies?
We don't hedge. A lot of what we do in the bond world, bonds, preferreds, things like that, are, you know, investing by contract. So you have some risk if interest rates make a dramatic change, where on paper you can see some value drop, albeit a lot less risk of that happening than with the stock market.
Yeah.
But because you're owning individual securities, you always have the ability to hold things to maturity. And you know, have that, utilize that assurance, if you will, from the issuer that you will not only have gotten your interest and dividends all that time, but also get your return of principal.
Yeah, which is,
and I just encourage people to get the book, to read it, and see if they agree with it philosophically. And if they do, reach out to us. And right. If they don't, that's okay. Maybe I open up their minds just a little that at some point down the road, there is a different avenue for them that they could take.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. Everybody needs education throughout their lives. The name of the book, The Retirement Income Store-E, STORE, The Story Behind the Launch of the Retirement Income Store. It's by our good friend, David Scranton. David, where do we find this book? How do we get it?
I go right to Amazon, amazon.com, and pick up a copy of The Retirement Income Store-E. That after just a few days has already made it up to the Amazon bestseller list. So we're pretty proud of that.
Excellent. Hey, and if you got a question for David or myself, email us kl@carrylutz.com, Twitter feed @CarrieLutz, Facebook page, Financial Survival Network, and visit our website, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. David, always a pleasure. Great luck on the book.
Well, thanks so much for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.